Sir Wendell Manderley, Lucas Blackwood, Sir Perwin Frey, and the rest of her high-born companions accompanied her to the castle. The great hall of Lord Caswell's keep was great only by courtesy. Yet room was found on the crowded benches for Catelyn's men, amidst Renly's own knights. Catelyn was assigned a place on the dais between red-faced Lord Mathis Rowan and genial Sir John Fossoway, of the Green Apple Fossoways. Sir John made jests while Lord Mathis inquired politely after the health of her father, brother, and children. Bryene of Tarth had been seated at the far end of the high table. She did not gown herself as a lady, but chose a knight's finery instead, a velvet doublet quartered rose and azure, breeches and boots, and a fine tall sword belt, her new rainbow cloak flowing down her back. No garb could disguise her plainness, though. The huge, freckled hands, the wide, flat face, the thrust of her teeth. Out of armour, her body seemed ungainly, broad of hip and thick of limb, with hunched muscular shoulders but no bosom to speak of, and it was clear from her every action that Bryene knew it, and suffered for it. She spoke only in answer, and seldom lifted her gaze from her food.